The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've never heard more teases before the mics are on. Erica's gotta go. We gotta...
No, we gotta do the song first.
Okay.
News. News.
No. No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Ah! Our only real hope.
Okay. Wow. Someone's screaming for their life in the studio.
Or no.
Tiak, you want to go first today?
Sure. I'd love to.
He's still going through all of the pages.
Yeah. No,
I got some stuff at the printer.
Here is the thing.
Ready.
I just know that Erica's got something that she wants to get to. So this is me. Like, it's called delaying. What are you holding over there?
I'm going into my backpack for
This is...
Oh, my God.
This is radio.
It's a test. It's a pregnancy test. You're showing us right now.
No, oh my gosh, that'd be horrible.
Erica's pregnant, everyone.
No.
Congratulations.
No. We are literally just barely, we're in the window of my wedding now. I cannot get pregnant now.
Oh my gosh.
No,
what kind of names do you think? Will they be traditional?
I could see
you play the music.
What kind of music?
No, they're not. This is good evening music.
She's quite literally reaching into a backpack. Just let her go. I don't know what she's
doing. What is going... Like, what kind of music do you want?
The do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, you want that again?
Yeah, I want to be able to say good evening.
I know, but you missed your...
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a taste test for us today.
Oh,
it's the Reese's Oreo collab. This is why off air I told Erin she was not going to be excited about this because doubt
she
this
can't
is gluten
have
free.
It.
I'll bite it and spit it out.
You going to baby bird it?
Yeah,
what's
I'll baby
real
bird
cute
it.
Is Dane, my fiance. Happened into a, whatchamacallit this morning, a 7-Eleven, found these and brought them home, sent me a picture and said, for you guys on the show.
Aww. That's adorable.
So now
do I get one or is Erin going to just baby bird hers into my mouth?
We're definitely not doing that.
The whole thing
we pass
well.
That down to Hack.
So what are they? Let's see. That's the Reese's.
So it's the Reese's Oreo Collab. I guess that white top is like the cream filling.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's got peanut butter still.
And Oreo chunks, like Oreo cookie chunks inside.
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
There's an ice cream shop in Longmont called Scrumptious.
Okay.
That when I was there, Mia always gets cookies and cream. And they were like, we don't have cookies and cream, but we have peanut butter cookies and cream.
Ooh,
and I was like, that's got to be disgusting because Oreo and peanut butter don't go together.
Have you seen The Parent Trap?
Okay. This is literally just The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan came back and so did Reese's and Oreos.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I tried it and it does go together.
It does.
Okay.
I've made a protein
really
version of it. Really good.
Dean, I'm wondering because I really like the white chocolate covered Reese's. I'm wondering if it's going to be kind of like
you're
that.
You're a weirdo.
You
White
chocolate is
Easter, the shape
Halloween,
ones,
yeah, the
so
pumpkins.
Good.
Oh,
yeah,
are we gonna
just
go?
Take a bite.
Ready?
At your leisure.
So this is just eating. So should we put the show on hold?
Uh huh.
There's a cookie inside.
Right there.
Oh my god!
I did warn you of that.
She did.
Wow.
I swallowed. I did not baby bird it.
So you're not pregnant either.
Yep. To make it clear, I am not pregnant.
Very good.
These are delicious. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dane.
Thank you, Dane.
Thank you.
My sister said they look disgusting, so I'd like to say, Kelly,
what?
You were wrong.
No, that's really good.
Yeah.
It's pretty rich. I don't know that I could eat more than one.
No.
I don't even think I need a whole one.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But, I mean, do not underestimate my ability to eat sugar.
Nice. We'll never question you ever again.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have a couple of stories in the news about people getting scammed.
Namely,
Lainey Wilson says that she's ruined a few marriages because people have thought they're talking to her, thought they're in a relationship with her just over the internet.
Are you serious?
It wasn't her. And then also there's a woman.
She ruined the marriage then.
Yeah.
She was scammed out of $80,000 because she thought she was in a relationship with General Hospital actor Steve Burton.
Who the heck is that?
Somebody had used this actor and they like made AI videos.
So you just go
for
like.
And she fell
for
it.
No, not Lainey Wilson.
No, not Lainey Wilson.
Just another woman.
Combining
stories. Sorry, I was like, Lainey, girl.
Oh, Lainey's
a separate woman. So everyone's just getting scammed with these fake videos.
It's weird that you brought this up.
I wouldn't risk $80,000 for Steve Burton.
You wouldn't?
No.
No.
Yeah. I'd give him 20K. But.
Yeah.
Our boss has asked us to also speak of another scam that has been perpetrated. The BJ and Jamie morning show experience extravaganza began taking reservations for their bar bingo today, I believe. Oh,
yeah. And they were scamming people?
Yeah, BJ, I guess, is trying to get people's credit card information. He's somewhat of a bastard when it comes to that stuff. A listener did.
She found a very unique website. We can't replicate what she did,
but she somehow typed in Alice1059 bingo, whatever.
Okay.
And somehow found a link that needed a credit card. And she paid, she paid $30 not once, but twice.
I'm confused by the twice.
Well, because I think she didn't get a confirmation, and she was like, dang it, and then like did it again, like double down.
Maybe the transaction just went through twice because they're trying to,
I think she went back after it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why the bank flagged it, and she was able to bring it to our attention. But here's the deal. We don't charge for events.
No.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did, I mean, the morning show would not be worth
$30. Okay.
Technically, it's 60.
Yeah. Right. So,
and this poor woman thinks she's in a relationship with Slacker. Now. Right.
Anyway, is it closed? Do we know?
Registration?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Well, does it fill up real quick?
It really does. It is one of the signature events of this radio station. People will love it. They have huge prizes. Mm-hmm. So just go to it's alice1059.com, and I'm sure there's a big link up there. If it lets you, then hey, you've signed up. If it asks for your credit card, you're on the wrong page.
Yes.
Good evening. Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, because even Gordon Ramsay has been diagnosed with skin cancer. That.
Oh no.
Yes. He had to get some skin cancer removed on like the side of his face, kind of like his earlobe area. And if that man can call you an idiot sandwich and also say wear sunscreen, like, what
that's
a great guy.
What I was confused about, you said even Gordon Ramsay, as if he's known for being very tan.
I used to date that guy online for a little bit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 1059.